Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Victoria Davenport with the Eight Figure Business Coach. This is season 3, episode number 55. Today we're going to talk about how to scale your business for success and how to scale your business to sell it. Building an eight figure business is intentional and not accidental. Join me each week for expert advice on how to scale your business in 8 primary areas. Thank you, and let's get started. I am so excited. We have a special guest today, a Mr. Tom Lizzini. He is a serial entrepreneur who has scaled plenty of businesses, and he is going to join us today to give us some great advice on what buyers and sellers both should pay attention to. I love this because when you're starting a business, so many entrepreneurs start it, and they're not thinking of an exit plan. But if you're not looking to sell your business right now, you still want to pay attention to that because in order to sell your business, you're going to have to make sure that you're not running your business yourself. So this will automatically put you in a position where it forces you to build systems and processes to take you out of running your business every day and give you the freedom that we talk about for scaling your business towards 8 figures. So now we're going to get started with Mr. Tom Lizzini. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and get started on what you would give us for expert advice when scaling our business.
Okay, well, as Victoria said, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've owned and operated, started and sold many businesses myself, and now I'm in the profession of a business broker. So I sell businesses. I help people sell businesses. And because of that, I get to visit 5-6 businesses at least a week to really get to understand their business and get them ready to sell. That's what I do.
Great. So, Tom, we want you to tell us a couple of areas that are myths when it comes to selling businesses. Why should you have an exit plan? And what should buyers and sellers look at and look for when they're looking at starting to sell to scale their business?
Okay, I think that the main thing I tell everyone that owns a business is that you will exit your business at some point. You can't avoid it one way or the other. And so you need a plan and probably a couple of plans. Many of you may be thinking you're going to turn it over to your kids or to your partner, and many times that doesn't work out. And so you really have a plan. Need to have a plan for selling the business. And I think the most misunderstood thing by business owners is what their business is really worth. Many times they have an inflated idea of what their business is worth. And when I go in and meet with them and tell them what the market value is now, there's sometimes a little, this is only worth as much as it is. So I think that most business owners need to be thinking about what their business is worth today. Have somebody come in and tell you what it's worth today. Somebody credible come in and tell you what it's worth today so you'll know, and have them tell you what you need to do to get it up to the value that you want or expect to get for it when you sell it.
Great. So can you give us some advice on who we could get to come in and tell us about what our business is worth?
Yes. There's a lot of people out there that claim to be able to tell you the value of business. They'll tell you there's rules of thumb. You'll hear rumors that a business like yours sold for $10 million, or whatever the case may be. But you really need somebody to come in that does it for a profession, that knows how to value a business. You don't need to spend thousands of dollars to do that. You just need to find really a good business broker, an experienced business broker who sells businesses every day. That's what I did. So when I go in, I'll sit down with the business owner and go over their records and tell them what the fair market value of their business is. So you just need to know what it's worth now so you can figure out what you want to do to make it worth more in the future if you want to sell it.
Okay. So, Tom, could you please give us your information on if someone is interested in selling a business, how they can contact you, either your website or if you have LinkedIn or some way they can get in contact with you? Because I know we get a lot of questions at Eight Figure Business Coach. When we're consulting and coaching, how do I know what my business is worth? And a lot of people, that is the biggest question they have. And how far in advance should I start preparing to sell? So the two questions, number one, how far in advance should we start looking at getting our businesses ready for looking at selling? And then after that, if you could give us some contact information so our audience could get in touch with you for their business needs.
How far in advance is a tough question, but I think that, in my opinion, is that the traditional business plan that people write has paragraphs of all these things you have to cover for your business plan. I think the last paragraph should be, even when you before you open the doors, should be, what is my exit strategy? That's how soon you should start thinking about it. Most people don't. So when I see people, I will sit down with them. I'll tell them if it's ready to sell now, and if it is, we'll put it on the market. And the average length of time it takes to sell a business of those that do sell is about 7.5 to 8 months. So you can't expect to put it on the market and sell it the next day, like your house, at least 7 or 8 months. I have businesses that I've sold this year in 30 days, but I have businesses on the market that have been there for 4 years waiting for the right buyer to come along. So the key is knowing what it's worth now, getting it ready to sell, and keeping it ready to sell. It's better for you that way, and it's certainly going to make it a lot easier when it comes time to sell.
Okay. I know a lot of the areas that make it really great when it comes to preparing for selling your business is transparency, and I know I teach that a lot, making sure that all your records are in order and that you have a business that can grow without you as the owner being involved. That's what a lot of people are looking for. So can you give us any contact information, a website, if we have some listeners that are interested in selling their business in the Florida area or,
Sure, yeah. Our company is Trans World Business Advisors, and we are actually the largest business brokers in the world, starting here in Florida and now expanding all over the world. Our website is tworld.com, and my email address, and you can reach me or you can find me on that website, is T, as in Tom, Lenzini, L-E-N-Z-I-N-I, at tworld.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that advice. I know that I always talk about from the very beginning is to make sure that when you have your startup, you're looking at putting yourself, position yourself to sell your business. And I always give you expert advice to make sure you do that. I want to thank our guest. He gave some really great information. Make sure that you use that because that's one of the at our events, that's one of the biggest questions we get. What is my business worth? I put in this sweat equity. I think it's worth this. But they're guessing. This way you'll know. So if you want to reach out to Tom and ask him some more questions, please do that. And once again, this is Victoria with Eight Figure Business Coach. We love social media, so make sure you check us out on Facebook at Eight Figure Business Coach, Twitter at Eight Figure Coach, and LinkedIn. And till next time, have a fantastic week, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.